program you are about to hear, Bob's Slacktime Funhouse, is parody, satire, and comedy. Any reference to Bob, the Church of the Subgenius, religion, politics, or any other touchy subjects is intended only as humor and should cast no reflection on the high standards of WREK Atlanta, its staff, or that of Georgia Tech.
Welcome to Bob's Slack Time Funhouse,
the Lymph Node Institute edition.
I'm Doc.
I'm Bugsy.
And
tonight,
we're gonna
talk about
the nighttime.
Look outside if you're not listening to us on the internet.
And are in this part of the world.
Well, how else would they hear us if they...
They wouldn't. Rec gets postcards from freaky shortwave guys sometimes saying that they...
They're not freaky, they just... Obsessive.
I heard weird jazz. Now I'm sending you a postcard.
I've got lots of postcards.
Yeah, and then I listen, and then I send.
Tonight we're going to talk about the night because it's night. We like the night.
Time, baby.
You ever been to a concert during the daytime? Like
yes.
A day festival?
Uh-huh. It sucks.
Not as good.
Day rock.
Nighttime rock. Much more rock.
Yes. If you're wasted during the day, then you're just a scumbag. If you're wasted at night, well, you're a working man.
Now, if you're out in public and wasted, if you're wasted at home during the day, that's fine. Just try not to answer the phone or answer the door. What the Random House Webster's College Dictionary says about night. Night, noun. The period of darkness between the sunset and sunrise. The beginning of this period, nightfall. The darkness of night, the dark. A condition or time of obscurity, ignorance, sinfulness, misfortune. An evening used or set aside for a particular event or purpose, sometimes capitalized. Of or pertaining to night, the night hours. Occurring or seen at night, a night spectacle. Used or designed to be used at night. Active or working at night. Night people. Night and day. Unceasingly. Continually. Nightcap. Night clothes. Nightclub. Nightcrawler, which is your favorite X-Man, played by Alan Cumming.
Bamf!
A lot of yuff goes on at night.
The majority of yuff, I would say, happens
mostly,
in the evening.
Most people work during the day.
That's true enough.
So you get home to the people you sex up.
I guess in terms of burning energy and everything, it makes sense. But there's no real need to work 9 to 5 anymore. A computer programmer doesn't need to be at his desk at, you know, 8 in the morning or when the sun comes up. I mean, those are farmer's hours. Our whole system is based on farming and agriculture. And
our roadways are based on the width of train tracks, actually.
Train tracks? So, yeah. That's loco.
The night is mysterious because you don't know what's under your bed or in your closet or out in the woods, and it can be really scary, and people get to make up myths about what's out there in the night.
Ancient peoples believed that night air was poisonous, and if they had to go out at night at all, they'd put masks on. They were spooked. People take in 90% of their sensorial information through their eyes.
Right.
And at night, your eyes are damn near useless.
And your brain starts to try to make patterns out of the little things it can't see well enough.
It makes monsters. Boogeyman.
Daryl Kernig, the Elf King in the Black Forest.
I mean, you and I went to the Okefenokee Swamp.
It's true.
It was very beautiful, very nice. And then the sun went down, the place woke up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we thought there was plenty of life going on when the sun was out.
Well, and there was.
And there was, but as soon as it set, that's when all the freaks came out.
Mm-hmm. A lot of predators. A lot
more
insects than I expected at night. And I mean, not the swarming ones we were dealing with in the daytime.
But
those
noise
were gadflies.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
They started.
Those cicadas were insane.
They were. They drove me mad. If you don't provide music, your mind will make its own.
That's the thing about the pattern organizing aspect of your brain.
Yes.
And at night, if you hear something off in the distance and you don't have visual confirmation of what that is,
you're going to flip out a little.
Yeah, if you were a little kid, man, you might hightail it out of wherever you're at.
Well, look at what children's minds do to nighttime. You know, monsters in the closet, monsters everywhere. I hallucinated freely as a child at night, you know? Remove stimulus, brain provides stimulus. Dramatic reading of DeBarge. When it feels like the world is on your shoulders and all the madness has got you going crazy, It's time to get out, step out into the street where all of the action is right there at your feet.
Well, I know a place where we can dance the whole night away.
Underneath electric stars.
Just come with me and we can shake your blues right away. You'll be doing fine once the music starts. Oh.
Can you feel the beat of the rhythm of the night?
Dance until the morning light.
Don't worry about the problems on your mind.
You can leave them all behind.
Feel the beat of the rhythm of the night.
Oh, the rhythm of the night. Feel the beat of the rhythm of the night. Oh, yeah. Look out on the street now. The party's just beginning. The music's playing. A celebration's starting. Under the streetlights, the scene is being set. A night for romance. A night you won't forget. So come and join the fun. This ain't no time to be staying home. Ooh, there's too much going on. Tonight is going to be a night like you've never known. We're gonna have a good time the whole night long. Oh.
Can you feel the beat of the rhythm of the night?
Dance until the morning light.
Don't worry about the problems on your mind.
You can leave them all behind.
Feel the beat of the rhythm of the night.
Oh, the rhythm of the night. Whoa, yeah.
That song sucks.
Most robberies occur at night.
They do. It's good for cover. You know, you put on your black pajamas, you go running around out there.
Well, and even bank robberies. That's why they made such a big deal with the first daylight bank robberies and the first daylight train robberies, because they didn't have the cover at night to help them escape. Of course, now you've got these helicopters with their infrared lasers.
It's basically even now. Night offers you no cover if they want you bad enough. They do have these devices that recognize the heat signature of your car. Although I prefer driving at night. I think it's easier to see, provided the other person has their headlights on.
Yes,
if you think about sitting at like some hairy turn where you don't have much vision either way, if someone's got their headlights on, it precedes them and you can see them coming. During the day, you're just flipping a coin.
But a lot of people can't drive very well at night. They get the glowing, blinding headlight deal going on, and they can't see detail very well. And
eggs and omelets, huh?
Yeah, sure.
You win some, you get a little, you give a little.
You got people who are running around at night, like jogging and stuff, because they don't want to jog in the morning when everybody's getting up and going to work.
Yeah.
So they jog at night, and they don't wear reflective clothing, and they get run over.
They
and,
should.
You know, you just leave them there. I do.
The road is for cars. All you bicyclists, taste the asphalt.
The way we
most people who aren't out partying at night are sleeping at night.
Yes.
And while you can be sleeping during the day and have dreams during the day, nighttime is the time that we set aside in our culture for everyone to bed down with anyone you've got to bed down with. You know, human or animal.
Not exactly a good idea to go limp and prone for about 8 hours.
We can do that now that we have our boxes around us.
Yeah, but we've always, even when we were cavemen, we always needed...
That's why we had dogs and tamed
dogs.
I just wanted to mention the fact that, you know, sleep occurs at night, and we really didn't get into that aspect of it.
We did talked a whole about sleep
wake,
show.
I know, yeah. But since we did the whole sleep show, we're not going to really get into sleeping at night, but you can carry on with that idea on your own. Now.
There's a big difference between end of day tired and early morning tired. I've worked a lot of third shift jobs, and I've seen, you know, driving home against traffic as everyone else drives to work, tired, but recognizing that everyone else around me is a much more dangerous kind of tired.
Sure.
Glassy eyes. And
I know what I do it now all
coffee.
The time.
Yes.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Say, I can drive anywhere I want to. Yep. I'm not awake.
Put our cell phones in and you're dead.
I read a good thing on News of the Weird today about some guy who was on a cell phone. He walked across some train tracks. Train's coming. Honking its damn blah, blah. Still hits him. Dude was just on the phone, not paying attention. Hit by a train. You know, there's a lot more train activity at night, too, actually, I
yes,
think.
Yes, there is. And that's where when they bring the nuclear waste to the city of Atlanta.
Is that true?
They bring it. I saw a map of the big corridors.
They bring it right by Sonica Recording, don't they?
They bring it straight through I-20, right past
wow.
Turner Field, right past Grady Hospital. Straight through I-20, past millions and millions of sleeping people. It's incredible. So don't cut off the truckers!
In the deep sea, there's no night, really. It's always...
Yar. It's always night down there. Although it does change the temperature somewhat.
I would expect, sure.
That's where you got all the, your glow-in-the-dark, fruity-tooty fish floating around down there.
Sure, the little deep-sea bait hanging fluorescent crap.
Yes, what are those? The pilot fish or lantern fish? Whatever they are.
Pontius fish. Things close down in Georgia at night. We don't have that many 24-hour eateries or 24-hour clubs. New York, they called it the city that never sleeps.
Yes, because you can, as Huey Lewis says, where else in the world can you do 500,000 things all at 2:45? And I assume he means at night.
Yeah, I thought so too, although the U.S. Army does more before 7 a.m. than most people do by 8.
They don't advertise that way anymore.
No, because of the goofballs. Yeah. We got in trouble with these guys who did the friendly fire killings and shot some Canadians because they were all hopped up on amphetamines.
Yes.
So they can't get... They're not allowed to promote the fact, we get lots of shit done really early because we're always really jacked.
The majority of crimes happen at night.
Some of it's the getaway factor.
Yes. And some of it's the angry alcoholic factor.
Maybe not angry. Maybe they just had enough drinks that they think, it's a good idea to go knock over that gas station and steal some beer.
I prefer to do my crimes during the day. I find I worry much less. Yes.
Yeah, sure.
The cops are not really looking for crime during the day.
Still, though, if you've got out-of-state tags on a major highway, you've got just as much chance of getting pulled over.
That's true enough.
Because you stand out just as much as, in the middle of the night when you're the only guy on the road. Now, a lot of drunk driving happens at night because people get drunk at night and have to get home. One thing I was curious about is even, you get the night, the day, and you get the moon. It's always up there. It's just a matter of
the moon.
When you can see it.
Yes.
So
reflected light from the sun.
When there's a full moon,
yes,
then
people go crazy.
And people turn into werewolves and whatnot.
They just ask cops, paramedics, emergency room workers what a full moon does to people.
Sure.
Certain people go crazy on full moons.
Are they crazy all day long, or is it just once the moon starts to show itself? Like, are the werewolves going to be werewolves all day? No. Our stories tell us.
Right.
It's when, the clouds passing from the moon. Uh-huh. He can see the moon.
Even on a cloudy night, you're okay.
Really?
Apparently. If you believe the horror movies...
The horror movies?
Horror movies.
That's the wrong kind of moon, man.
But we even, we acknowledge it in our language. Lunacy. Lunatics.
Sure.
People. The night is crazy time.
Mooniacs.
Mooniacs. Yes, the Moonies.
Magic bee, big sad face of infinity. An illuminated clay ball manifesting many gentlemanly remarks. She kicks a star, clouds foregather in scimitar shape to round her cradle out, upside down any old time. You can also let the moon fool you with imaginary orange balls of blazing imaginary light in fright, as eyeballs, hurt and foregathered, wink to the wince of the seeing of a little sprightly ote, which projects spikes of light out the round smooth blue balloon, ball full of mountains and moons, deep as the ocean, high as the moon, low as the lowliest river lagoon, fish in the tar and pull in the spar. Billy the Bud and Hanshan Emperor and all wall moon gazers since Daniel McCree, Yeats. Gaze at the moon ocean marking the face. In some cases, the moon is you. In any case, the moon.
Shape I'm in, I can't even spell my name, my head's in such a spin. Today I tried to eat a steak with a big old tablespoon. You got me chasing rabbits, walking on my hands and howling at the moon. Well, sugar, I took one look at you and it almost drove me mad. And then I even went and lost what little sense I had. Now I can't tell the day from night, I'm crazy as a loon. You got me chasing rabbits, pulling out my hair and howling at the moon. Out on a hunting spree, cause there ain't a hound dog in this state that can hold a light to me. I eat three bones for dinner today, then tried to tree a coon. You got me chasing rabbits, scratching fleas, and howling at the moon. Weeded past, I pulled him up and I hollered whoa and said fill him up with gas. The man picked up a monkey wrench and wham, he changed my tune. You got me chasing rabbits, spitting out teeth and howling at the moon. I never thought in this old world a fool could fall so hard. But honey baby, when I fell the whole world must have jarred. I think I'd quit my dog. doggish ways. If you take me for your groom, you got me chasing rabbits, picking out rings and howling at the moon.
Magic be, big sad face of infinity, an illuminated clay ball manifesting many gentlemanly remarks. She kicks a star, clouds foregather in scimitar shape to round her cradle out. Upside down, any old time. You can also let the moon fool you with imaginary orange balls of blazing imaginary light in flight. As eyeballs, hurt and foregathered, wink to the wince of the seeing of a little sprightly ote, which projects spikes of light out the round, smooth blue balloon ball, full of mountains and moons. Deep as the ocean, high as the moon, low as the lowliest river lagoon. Fish in the tar, pull in the spar. Billy Debud and Hanshan Emperor, and all wall moon gazers since Daniel McCree, Yeats, sea, gaze at the moon, ocean, marking the face. In some cases, the moon is you. In any case, the moon.
have been listening to Bob's Slacktime Funhouse.
One more night.
The Lymph Node Institute edition.
One more night.
We hope you hold your lover tight.
One more night.
And squeeze her left and squeeze her right.
One more night.
I gotta have it, baby. One more.
One more night.
Yeah, that's it.
Phil Collins is a sexy, sexy man.
For a bald-pated Brit.
Bald-pated Brits may not be sexy.
Another fine Lymph Node production.
Visit us online at lymphnodeinstitute.com.
Or
try out at mp3.com/LNI.
Or write to us at P.O. Box 670-541, Marietta, Georgia, 30066-0126.
Because we don't want to live in a world full of zombies.
Do you?
If you would like more information on the Church of the Subgenius,
write to them at P.O. Box 204-206, Austin, Texas, 78720-4206. Or visit them online at
www.subgenius.com.
You have heard all sorts of things. You heard
covers of
and
this,
yes,
by
those.
rent!
Quit your job.
The world ends tomorrow.
And you may die.
Well, no, probably not, but whatever you do,
just keep listening.
The Church of the Subgenius could save your sanity with...
Are we controlled by secret forces?
Do you ever get the feeling that free will is a joke?
Do people think you're strange?
Do you?
Then you may be on the right track.
Are alien space monsters bringing startling new world?
Jehovah is an alien and still threatens this planet.
Now, at last,
the step-by-step process is revealed.
This is it. The only faith that promises action,
thrills,
success in sex and business. Get all your slack and more.
Every Saturday night at midnight, right here on WRAK Atlanta, Reverend Ivan Stang presents The Hour of Slack. Slack.
Thank you.